You're listening to SBS News.
3 months after pulling the United States out of the international Iran nuclear deal, President Donald Trump is reimposing a number of sanctions on Iran. Calling the nuclear deal horrible and one-sided, he insists his administration will aggressively enforce the so-called snapback sanctions. The United States is aiming to cut off the Iranian leadership's access to resources. White House National Security Advisor John Bolton has told Fox News if Iran wants to avoid the sanctions, it should take up President Trump's offer to negotiate.
They could take up the president's offer to negotiate with them, to give up their ballistic missile and nuclear weapons programs fully and really verifiably, not under the onerous terms of the Iran nuclear deal, which really are not satisfactory, to stop their support for international terrorism, to give up their military activities in the region. You know, this is a complete package. The president has spoken to numerous European leaders about this. If Iran were really serious, they'd come to the table.
But Iranian President Hassan Rouhani is remaining firm. He says there is no point in the United States imposing sanctions and simultaneously calling for negotiations.
Negotiations and sanctions at the same time are meaningless. If someone stands in front of his rival or enemy and pushes a knife against their arm and seeks talks, the response is that he should first put the knife in his pocket and come to the negotiating table and use logic.
National Iranian American Council President Trita Parsi is the author of the book Losing the Enemy, which talks about the negotiations for the nuclear deal under former US President Barack Obama. Dr. Parsi says Iran's leaders may negotiate, but only if and when it suits them.
When we look at the pattern of past Iranian behavior, the Iranians will only come to the table when they feel that they also have strong leverage. So I would suspect that if they were to come to the table, it would come after they actually escalate matters, whether it is on the nuclear issue or whether it is in the region.
But Dr. Parsi says he believes President Trump's eagerness to be seen as a dealmaker could bring him, not Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, to the negotiating table, and Iran has reasons to take advantage.
I think the Iranians recognize that Trump himself, not Bolton, certainly not Pompeo, but Trump himself actually might be interested because he is so eager to be able to be seen as a dealmaker. And that if the Iranians actually do try to engage, in and of itself, that will be sufficient to create certain divisions between Saudi Arabia, Israel, the UAE, and the United States right now, who are the three countries that are pushing the United States to take a very, very tough line with Iran. Those countries have always been very suspicious of any U.S.-Iran dialogue. So if the Iranians were to accept, I think it actually could have an impact, a negative impact for that coalition, which is something the Tehran government probably would be desiring.
President Trump says the U.S. policy is to levy maximum economic pressure on Iran. He has urged all nations to take steps to make clear Iran faces a choice between changing what he calls its threatening, destabilizing behavior or continuing down a path of economic isolation. The sanctions will affect Iran's trade in gold and precious metals, the sale or transfer of other key metals, transactions related to Iran's currency, Iran's purchase or acquisition of US dollars, and Iran's automotive sector. On November the 4th, tougher sanctions are due to go into effect, targeting Iranian oil and the Central Bank of Iran, among others. But US Global Affairs analyst Max Boot has told CNN he does not believe the Trump administration's policy is well planned.
It's not clear to me that the Trump administration has any plan, and let me make that actually stronger. I don't think the Trump administration has any plan for how to translate these sanctions into an actual agreement that would end the Iranian nuclear program to a greater extent than it was already ended with the agreement that Trump tore up a few months ago, under which Iran had given up 97% of its fissile material. At the moment, I think the Trump strategy is basically unilateral sanctions, tough tweets, and a lot of hope. And I don't think that's going to be successful.
The European Union will trigger a so-called blocking statute to try to shield European companies from the sanctions. European Commission spokeswoman Mina Andreeva explains how it will work.
What I can say is that the blocking statute, once it enters into force, will allow EU operators to recover damages arising from US extraterritorial sanctions from the persons causing them and nullifies the effect in the EU of any foreign court rulings based on them. It also forbids EU persons from complying with those sanctions.
European foreign ministers say they deeply regret the US decision. The European Union says in a statement the 2015 Iran nuclear deal is working and delivering on its goal of limiting Iran's nuclear program. The EU describes the deal as crucial for the security of Europe, the region and the entire world. Matt Kennellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.